the first people. At last, the world was ready. God had done everything to make it just right for his most important creation. The beautiful world was still very strange. There were no people in it, not a man or woman or little child. Every time God had made something new, he had said, "Let there be light," or "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together." He would give some command, and it would happen that way. Now he had some special plans. He worked in a different way. All the rest of the world was made out of nothing. This time he used earth materials. He made a man out of the dust of the ground. God made man to be more special than the animals. God formed man. The head of man is finer than an animal's head. The face is kinder. The body is greater. Man was made to be higher than the animals. He was made to think, speak, love, and laugh, and to know about God. God gave the man breath, his own breath of life. So the man became a living soul. God made the man like himself in some ways. He was like God because he had a soul. None of the other things God made had a soul. Birds, fish, and animals did not have a soul. Only man has one. God could have made man like a monkey or some other animal, but he did not. He made man in his own image, like God. How wonderful! God named the man Adam. Fruits and vegetables were given Adam for his food. God made Adam ruler over the fish, birds, and animals. God brought all the birds and animals to Adam for Adam to name them. Adam named each one. Among the creatures, there were a male and a female, a boy and a girl. Every animal had a mate, the tiger and the tigress, the mare and the stallion, the ram and the ewe. But Adam was lonely. The animals were friendly, and Adam probably talked to them like you talk to your pets. But the animals couldn't talk to Adam. He was the only living soul. God could see that Adam was lonely, and he said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper." God caused Adam to go into a deep, deep sleep. God came very near. While Adam was sleeping, God took a bone from Adam's side. It was a rib. He closed up the opening in the side, and from the rib, God made something wonderful. God made a woman. She was a living soul like Adam. When Adam awakened, God brought her to him. Adam was thrilled to see this lovely creature. Adam called her woman. Later, Adam named her Eve. Adam was not alone anymore. The woman was to be by Adam's side to help him, to plan and work with him. God made the woman to be gentle, tender, and sweet. When God finished his work, he rested. God planned that one day of each week should be a day for rest and worship. It is the Lord's Day.